Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers' world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that... Is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You're Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Certainly these are some beefy wings.
I need to clean it out every now and then so there's some room.
You will not be touching Robert Pattinson's toes. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Like that kind of goat.
Kincaid and Dallas.
How you doing?
Saliva will get that going.
I don't know about that, Dallas.
Well, you saved it. I didn't.
You said it. I didn't. Good morning. Welcome to... Y'all, there's 5 days left of this month, April. Five more days.
That can't be right.
Good. Let it pass. I was doing something the other day, and I know. I was making a hair appointment.
Yeah.
After my hair appointment this past week, and she's like, yeah, the 24th. And I was like, the 24th of April? And she said, no, honey, May. And I was like, what?
How does time...
She's like, it's the 22nd. And I was like, no, it's not. What happened?
Yeah, just flies by. And the man is like... Hunter gets back when? I don't care. Keep it going. Keep time going.
Yeah.
I'm a single pet parent doing all the work myself.
Push it.
No, I understand. Well, good morning and welcome to the day. It's a Thursday. Dallas, you good? Everything's fine? Feeling
Everything's
better today?
Great.
Good.
Yeah. I'm medicated. It's all good.
Well, good.
No.
That's all we can hope
this
for.
This is going to be a good one.
How was your allergies yesterday?
Great, because I went home, took more medicine.
Oh, okay.
And the prescription med that I take is great, but it makes me really sleepy. So.
Yes.
Just, you know, I have to take that when I get home.
Yeah.
Then I had some D this morning.
Dallas is medicated.
So. As you should be.
I'm kind of like just in a, really groovy place, you know?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds fun.
That's cool.
Maybe someone else should have driven you to work this morning, but we'll talk about that later. Amanda, what's going on with you?
Not much. I'm fine.
Good
Not
times.
Not medicated, but.
Good times. No.
You want to be?
No.
Yeah.
You got extras?
That sounds nice, actually.
Did you bring enough to share with the class?
Yes, I did.
Garrett's got the most amazing hoodie on. Garrett looks like...
Not a hoodie.
What is it? What
it's
do you
a
want?
Jacket.
A jacket. Okay, sorry. It's a jacket. Okay, it's a zip-up jacket. But it looks like... You look like the most excited gym teacher ever in 1983.
He looks like one of the super friends.
Yeah.
If you had to guess what brand this jacket is...
Old Navy.
No.
Anybody else want to guess?
I'm going to say... Puma.
It's not a clothing brand. This is a Lego jacket.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
Are you supposed to build Legos in it?
You can.
Yeah, you're only allowed to wear it if you're building Legos.
Well, you're not building a Lego now. So take it off, Garrett.
I've always been kind of a rebel.
I know. Breaking the rules. Hey, when y'all were kids and you had siblings, when you got to do something fun that your other siblings did not do, were you the kid who just like when your parents said, okay, no, don't tell your siblings, this is a special me and you day where we went out and did this? Or were you immediately when they got home from school and you took the day off from school or whatever, guess what I did that you didn't get to do? What kind of child are you? Because
my brothers were going to hear about it.
Okay, got it. Because
yeah,
Dallas asked me what kind of kid that Miles was. We had this whole day with Miles yesterday while Xander was at school. Miles is 4. He's not in school yet. And Dallas asked me, is Miles the kind of kid who immediately would tell Xander? And I said, no, that's a Xander thing. You take Xander somewhere Miles didn't go immediately. And he does it in a way, not like he's excited, but yeah, I'm not supposed to tell you, but I had a whole day while you. He'll do that. And it's so
I kind of figure, though, if Miles is enough like Aaron, Miles probably goes... Or thinks in his mind, I don't care what you did.
Yeah, pretty much. We had this whole thing. Yesterday, I hung out here at the radio station until like almost 4 p.m. I was here because I was waiting on my wife and my mother-in-law. Just showed mom-in-law around the radio station. Hey, here's where I work. Here's what she wanted to see, the radio station. And then Miles is always excited. He comes in here. His favorite part, he said, on the way home, was the area where all the salespeople work. That is his favorite part
really?
Of the building. Yes. I like all the people and the desks. So, I mean, that was your favorite part?
Wow.
Studio? I like the lights in there. You
gotta get that boy a cubicle for home.
You know what? Does Fisher Price make my first cubicle?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Tell me he has to give it up 2 weeks out of the month, though, because accounting comes in.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the thing.
Because corporate's coming in.
You can't have anything personal on your desk. And then when corporate comes in, you got to take everything, exactly. Your pens, and put them in a drawer somewhere else. Yes. So that was fun yesterday. What's on the way in your dish this morning, Dallas?
We are going to talk about a new album from Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering why you didn't talk about this yesterday.
Even though he's been dead for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Colt Ford died 2 times. We now know that. We're going to hear from Colt, his recovery from the heart attack that he had earlier this month. And I'm going to tell you which actor chose morality over money. I didn't know any actors had morals.
It's Dallas's Dish.
A new Johnny Cash album called Songwriter lands June 28th. His son found a collection of 11 demos that he did in 1993. He got a band together. I love it when people make writing errors. It says, he got a band together to flesh them out.
Ew.
I think he meant maybe finish them?
No, flesh them out.
Is that flesh them out?
Yeah,
that's not a typo.
Okay. 9 of the songs have never been released in any form.
Wow.
I'm kind of anxious to hear those.
Yeah.
Remember when before Johnny died, he did, what was the rock
Hurt.
Group? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a bunch of stuff with Trent Reznor.
Exactly.
Yeah. So is this album... he's actually singing it? He recorded them, or is it just his songs that he wrote and somebody else is singing them?
Well, they are demos, so I guess it's Johnny singing on the demos, and then his
son...
just
kind of like putting production
behind
and
the
him.
Band, or maybe finishing them out.
Got it.
So, we'll see on June 28th. Big news for fans of Morgan Wallen. If you love this and you're so excited about the fact that he's got the big bar and restaurant opening up in Tennessee, guess what? The word on the street, now his rep denies it, but you know what that always means. That means that they're not ready for it to come out, that he's going to have a place on the strip in Vegas.
Mm. Are the chairs going to be bolted down?
I was going to say,
they're not going to have any chairs.
Right.
Standing only.
Okay.
Standing only. Our buddy Colt Ford suffered a major heart attack earlier this month. He actually died 2 times. Once it was on the tour bus, and then the second time was on the way to the hospital.
It's been just a traumatic, crazy experience, guys. I didn't even remember coming out here to do a show in Phoenix. And incredible. I walked out of the bus and text my fiance, hi, baby, and fell over death. I died 2 times. Luckily, my band came out to check on me. They were like, it's really hot in there. You know, I'm getting kind of be an old guy now. And they came out to check on me, and then all of a sudden they were like, oh, God. And then that's when, you know, basically all hell broke loose.
I know. It's crazy.
So scary.
Colt's such a good guy, too. Man, I've known him for years. Absolutely. He is the party concert to go to. His music is so fun. Owen Wilson chose morality over money.
I saw this story. This was crazy.
The director of an O.J. Simpson movie dangled a pretty massive check in front of his face. $12 million, to be exact. He wanted him to play Douglas McCann, a real-life attorney who got wrapped up in various conspiracy theories about O.J.'s 95 murder trial. Newton said Owen backed out after he read the whole script and realized that it suggested O.J. was innocent. Owen supposedly told him, quote, if you think I'm going to take the lead role in a movie about how O.J. didn't do it, you've got to be kidding me.
Wow.
So, yeah, turned down $12 million.
Wow.
And if you spend enough time with kids, you know that they'll just say anything. They say what's on their mind. They just tell it like it is. And if you are a fan of iCarly, then you know Miranda Cosgrove. Yeah. And she got told what she probably didn't want to hear by a 7-year-old in Target.
There was a moment when a lot of young kids didn't really know who I was, right, because the show hadn't been on for a while. Then Netflix got the show and they started playing the old seasons. I was actually in Target recently and there was a little boy just kind of looking at me and he was like 7. And I thought, oh my gosh, he must watch the show. Uh-huh. And then he kind of kept following me around and finally I thought he was going to like say he watched and instead he was like, you got old.
I mean, she's only 30, so she's not old means whatsoever. I'm Dallas, and that is The Dish.
Thank you, Dallas. Another day of additional info about how people brush their teeth. And now I'm made to feel weird.
You do this? You're disgusting.
Oh, man.
You're absurd.
Hang on, please.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Somebody making random calls asking Americans, sorry to bother you during the middle of the day, but how do you brush your teeth? What's the temperature of the water? More than not, 2/3 of us prefer the cold water. I'm in the minority. 1/3 of us like extremely hot water when we brush our teeth. I have been doing that for years.
That's wild to me.
It's
the only way I do it.
Hot water, too? Mm-hmm. It grosses me out when I have hot water when I brush it.
Really?
Like, it disgusts me, actually.
You don't like that, Amanda.
I take hot water and mix it with my mouthwash and put it in my water pick.
There you go.
It grosses me out whenever I accidentally use hot water to brush my teeth.
Yeah, half the time I'm brushing my teeth in the shower, so that's hot water.
Oh, that's probably why I don't brush my teeth in the shower, because it grosses me out.
Mm-hmm. You don't like that. Man, I tried the multitasking with the shower. I haven't tried the shower drinking, but I tried the shower brushing.
Yeah.
And you're going to think this is weird, okay? I have to stand in front of the mirror when I brush my teeth. I'm not looking at myself and I'm not looking at my teeth.
You got to see what you're doing in there?
Yeah, it's weird.
You just can't feel your way around?
I'm not looking in the mirror, but there's just something about, I don't know. It's almost like if I didn't stand in front of the mirror, it didn't happen. I can't explain it.
The shower thing.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
That is interesting.
I know.
That's crazy. Brushing my teeth. I mean, I've brushed my teeth in the shower before. It's not something I've never done. I don't like to do it regularly. I don't know if this is going to make sense, but when I brush my teeth in the shower, because I'm not directly putting my toothbrush under the flow of streaming water in a sink, I feel like there's not enough water on the toothbrush.
Really?
Do you know what I mean?
I agree, there's too many gaps
in between the water coming from the shower head. I feel like they don't touch it.
No joke. If I could have fire hose pressure, like as an option in my bathroom.
Hot fire hose. Rip your skin.
I would feel so clean though. I'd feel great. But no,
you wouldn't. You'd be bleeding.
But I'd be clean.
And then somebody'd have to pour alcohol on you, and that would burn.
But it'd be a good burn.
Is that how they help that? They pour alcohol?
That's how I do it to him.
I don't think so. I think Dallas just wants to torture him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like this Dallas medical care situation.
Blue medicine, baby.
Okay.
Blue medicine everywhere from head to toe.
Dallas always says, if it isn't the Gulf of the Panhandle, no. If it isn't the barn medicine or the burning alcohol, it's not. Hold on. Dallas Healthcare.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Yesterday, there was this news conference, and the Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg laid out this passenger bill of rights update where if for some reason your flight gets canceled or delayed super long, the compensation format has changed. Back in the day, some people said, yeah, I got compensation, but I literally had to wait at the airport and chase them down for hours or make endless phone calls.
That's awful.
Dallas, that sort of changed. What they're doing is, now, if you don't get a refund, first of all, let me say, you do not get a refund if you take the later flight because you got there.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not like, well, you kind of like, you know, boy, that was troubling. I took a later flight. You owe me money. Not how it works. So if your flight is canceled and they put you on a flight the next morning, you decided that's alternate travel. So you decided to forfeit any compensation. Basically, what this does is it says that within 6 months, this all changes. Airlines are required to comply with new rules, which will require cash refunds instead of vouchers. So it's not like you say, so they'll give you cash so you can go spend your money somewhere else on a different airline if you're completely dissatisfied. And that's an expansion of the Bill of Rights. The DOT is also requiring airlines to give cash refunds on luggage if your bags are lost and not delivered to you within 12 hours.
I love that.
That alone.
That rocks right there.
I'm picturing in my mind like someone that works the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. They have that little belt on. They keep their cash billfold, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's somebody that works for the airline just walking around going, oh, we owe you $200? Let me count that out for you. Yeah, let me count that out for you.
I wish.
How much? $400? Let me get that for you.
I wish it was
that easy. Would you like that in 50s, 20s, or all 100s?
Large bills, please.
All right.
Y'all ever been on a plane where it's oversold and they start offering? It's almost like an auction. They start going, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
Nope.
I always wanted to
get where I was going.
I wish I had that kind of thing where I didn't want to really go anywhere. I'm like, all right, for $1,500, I'll stay here. That's cool.
It's never happened to me when I'm like on my way home. If I was on my way home, I probably would be like, yeah, whatever. But most of the time it's like, oh, I'm going on this really important vacation and I have to be somewhere at a certain time. No, I can't take that.
Amanda, you're so right. Why is it always when you're headed somewhere?
It always is.
Yeah, it happened to Hunter and I when we were on our way to Boston and I was like, well, I'm not missing this vacation. I only got 2 days from work, so we're going. If it had been on the way home, I would have said, sorry, I ain't going to be at work.
Garrett's like, what, you're going to give me a snack bar and a Gatorade? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
Done deal.
Yeah, it's easy. Man, I could see Amanda. Well, I got to work the next day? Okay, you know what? You give me $8, we'll call it. That's fine.
Send me to the Delta Club. Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool. You ever been inside the Delta Club?
Of course I have.
Yeah?
I have the American Express that gets you into the Delta
Club. Look at you.
Is American Express the one that gets you into that new one in the Atlanta airport?
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, I want to go into that one
bad. I've got the card.
Ooh.
Can you imagine Dallas walks in that club, everyone, and people who work in there turn to each other? Go in the back room. We're going to need 8 bottles.
It's our whole show without the music. Mark and Kate in Dallas podcast replay.
But wait, there's more this morning. I'm not trying to cause a panic, but if I loved chocolate candy a whole lot, I'd be buying a little extra because there's a plant virus and it's causing all sorts of issues. I'll get into the details here shortly. I know my wife, I could instantly see her making a Walgreens run on the way home. They have my favorite candy there.
You got to stock up.
Yeah.
If y'all remember the story about the two guys fishing and one of them killed the other because he thought he was going to feed him to Bigfoot. If y'all remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I got an update on that story.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
I don't even know how there would be an update. It feels like...
Well, he has gone to trial.
He got eaten by Bigfoot.
Yeah. I don't want to give Bigfoot gave a deposition.
Yes,
he
did.
He's one of the key witnesses.
Yes, they deposed Bigfoot.
This family was reunited with their pet cat. The cat went missing. They had no idea where it was. And there's a connection to Amazon. Garrett?
This should go without saying. Please don't throw spaghetti at pregnant women.
Save that.
We shouldn't throw spaghetti at anyone, much less a pregnant woman.
Yeah, but especially pregnant women.
Unless you were going for her mouth, because maybe she's hungry.
She's been craving it.
Let me catch it.
Let me catch it.
Save that.
But wait, there's more. Kincaid and Dallas podcast.
I just learned about this for the first time this morning. There's a viral disease that's ravaging the cacao trees in West Africa, where more than half the world's chocolate originates. This is in Ghana and the Ivory Coast. It's called the cacao swollen shoot virus disease, or CSSVD.
Scary.
Anytime you put VD on a disease, that's awful.
I can't be good.
No, I don't like it, Dallas. I don't like it. And it spreads thanks to the mealybugs that feed on the trees. Once infected, the plant exhibits symptoms like swelling of the stems and roots, red veins, immature leaves, and the cacao pod actually shrinking. Experts estimate that CSSVD causes harvest losses between 15-20% in Ghana, which doesn't seem like a lot, but they've lost more than 254 million cacao trees in recent years.
Oh, man.
So it does add up. Fighting the virus has been really tough because the mealybugs have become highly resistant to pesticides. Scientists have started inoculating crops with vaccines. The problem is, though, that's super expensive to do. The New York Post is sounding an alarm saying, they got an expert saying the virus is a real threat to the global supply of chocolate.
Dang.
Great. Something else to worry about.
I'm good because that has nothing to do with the Laffy Taffy. So
no.
Banana Laffy Taffy.
No one's going after gross banana Laffy Taffy.
It's not gross.
Wait.
How could you say that? Cacao sounds like something a bird would say too. Cacao!
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like it just sounds like a bird sound.
It does.
Yeah. I think you're thinking this is like cacao.
Cacao.
Yeah.
That's maybe where your brain's going.
I don't know where my brain's at.
I don't either.
Save it all. But wait, there's more from Dallas.
Okay, so there were two fishermen, and they were buddies, too. This is a very sad story. This happened a couple years ago, and one was finally found guilty. He admitted to killing his buddy because he planned to feed him to Bigfoot after summoning the mystical creature. Now, Larry Sanders was fishing with his friend Jimmy. Larry and Jimmy, they were just out having a great day on the South Canadian River in Oklahoma. And Sanders suddenly strangled Knighton after claiming to see Bigfoot. Said he saw him downstream. So he thought that, Sanders thought, so that's Larry, he thought Jimmy had called Bigfoot out to come and get him.
What?
That's what he said. Okay. He said, yep. He said, I know that my friend Jimmy had summoned Bigfoot to come and kill me. And that's why he said I had to kill him. So nearly 2 years later, a judge convicted Sanders of murder. He said, yeah, there's a monster in the woods that night, but it wasn't Bigfoot. It was Larry Sanders.
Oh.
So he has been convicted of murder and sent to jail.
If Jeez. Bigfoot was real, what do you think his diet would be?
I don't think it would be people.
Probably an omnivore.
I don't think it would be people either. No, I think it'd be like fish, like a bear.
Berries mm-hmm. and leaves.
Yeah,
bugs.
And that kind of
probably
stuff.
Keto diet.
That's what I would think too.
What do you mean?
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Sorry, I had to say if, because you know Garrett gets mad when we say that stuff like that exists.
I don't get mad. He's just not real.
You don't know that, Garrett.
Oh, okay.
You'd
never seen it.
Oh, okay, so. Never mind.
That's right.
Garrett, are you telling me that on this beautiful flat earth we live on, there's no chance?
No.
It's only flat when you look at a
map. No, yeah. Unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well.
Also, the moon, it doesn't exist.
The moon doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Well, moon landing was fake?
Well, no. The moon doesn't exist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's in the sky?
Garrett, what are you smoking this morning is what I want to know.
Garrett, can I say?
Garrett, I need to hear this from you. Which government agency controls the birds? That aren't real.
Oh, it's the FBI.
Got it.
Yeah, it's the feds.
Got it. Okay. Anyways, a Utah couple, they noticed on April 10th that their cat, whose name is Galena, I think that's how you say it, was missing. This is an indoor-only cat, so they were worried maybe she got out. She's only an indoor cat, so she doesn't know what's going on outside. That's pretty scary. She probably would have gone missing out there. Friends and family helped them search the house, the neighborhood, the community for a whole week. They plastered missing posters around town on social media. When all of a sudden, Carrie, who is the mom of the family, gets a message that says her microchip had been scanned. They live in Utah. Her microchip had been scanned in California. And she said, how the hell did she get in California? Well, it's because she accidentally got shipped out with their Amazon returns.
Oh, my God.
Did someone not see her trying to get out of the envelope or hear her in the box?
I guess not. Yeah, she was in a box. It was a box with a few things that they were returning. This is so crazy. She was trapped in the box with the Amazon returns for 6 days without food or water, and she survived. Wow. Yeah. They rescued her when they found it. They opened up the box in the California warehouse, and they took her to the vet the next day where her microchip was scanned and family was reunited with her. 6 days in a box?
If I tried to tape one of my kitties up in the box, oh my gosh.
I mean,
they would go crazy.
Yeah. This is actually
crazy.
It's even crazier when you see the picture. This is not a large box. Like, I don't even know how somebody taping the box up did not realize the cat was
right
in there. This is wild, but
they were smoking some of that same stuff.
They sure were, but she's okay. She's reunited with the fam.
Garrett, before we get to your butt weight, good morning and thanks for having on New Country 101.5 this morning in Atlanta. It's New Country 101.5. Proud to be here in Atlanta.
A woman in Indianapolis called 911 around 5 p.m. last week to report that she'd been the victim of road rage. She was especially concerned because she had 3 kids in the car and she also happened to be pregnant. She'd told police that she was turning right when another driver turned left right in front of her, so just cutting across lanes of traffic, almost hitting her. She admitted to shouting at the other driver because they were driving like an idiot, but then the other driver brake checked her and flashed a gun and then started tailing her.
Oh my gosh.
She said the other driver, who was also a woman, then threw a full container of spaghetti at her.
Oh.
It covered her and her car. Mamma mia. The
Good
woman
Lord.
Then sideswiped her and pointed the gun at her again.
Oh my God.
The police showed up and tracked down the spaghetti thrower. She tried to claim that the other woman was the instigator, the aggressor, but the cops didn't buy it. They arrested her for intimidation and pointing a firearm. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Like, how psycho do you have to be? I never understand these road rage stories.
Makes sense.
What is wrong with you?
This almost happened to me one time. I had accidentally,
really?
You know how sometimes when you're trying to turn left and you're crossing a couple lanes of traffic, but you can't see because the car in front of you.
Right.
So that happened to me. Like, I thought it was clear and I turned and it wasn't clear. So I almost got hit by a car coming, which that would have been my fault, but I just couldn't see. But I was turning into the bank. That car turned around, pulled into the bank next to me. She rolled down her window, cussed me out, and was like, "You don't even know what I have in my pocket over here."
Are
and
you serious?
Like, threatened
Jeez.
Me in the bank. It was so scary. I was like, ma'am, I didn't meaningfully pull out in front of you.
Do you know what I have in here?
Yeah. She was like, "I could have something right here next to me." And I was like, "Okay, well, please maybe don't pull that out."
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
I've had the same thing happen to me.
It's scary.
Twice.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And there was one guy, I just witnessed this. One guy, did his wipers to clean his windshield.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And it sprayed back on the man behind him.
Mm-hmm. And that man got mad?
Went after him.
What?
I'm talking went after him. This happened. I was the witness to the whole thing. I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, people are scary.
These lunatics got to get off the road. Like, are you just driving around with a gun in your car hoping that something happens so you can start shooting?
Y'all,
like, what is wrong with you?
On 285, there was a guy or whoever. There was a car. And they did not have their lights on.
Oh, that's dangerous.
My God.
How
Y'all,
do you drive without your lights?
Get it together. But wait, that's all.
Kincaid and Dallas. Shh. My little secret.
Something that you would have done in middle or high school to get out of a test or a quiz. I knew kids who did this. There was a myth that if you pulled the fire alarm, remember that it would spray something on your hand and they could take the black light?
Yeah,
they could
I've heard that.
You were the one. This person, this happened.
I have never heard that.
Yeah. Me either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the thing. Oh, it sprays something on you when you pull it. That way they can find out who pulled it. I don't
really?
Know if that's true.
I don't think it's true.
I don't think it's true.
Well, Gary, you don't believe in the moon, so stop.
It's that same myth that if you pee in a pool, that like a blue dye, like they'll know it's you.
Well, that's not a myth. Some pools do have that.
Really? I've never known that.
I mean, not all of them, but
this is gross,
something you put in.
I haven't found one yet. Anyway, this morning's secret is a guy who had enough work.
You will never get in my pool.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Well, I don't believe pools exist.
Oh, my God.
Conspiracies from Garrett this morning are wild.
It's that Lego jacket.
Listen,
turns
I'm
him
just,
into a different man.
I'm just speaking the truth, y'all.
This morning's conspiracy, Garrett. But next up in secret, this guy last Friday, this is days ago, this is Friday afternoon, decided that work was dragging on and the weekend couldn't get here soon enough, so he made the weekend happen. This is very illegal. This is next.
I got my little secret. You want to know it?
Please.
What you got?
Okay, so I had someplace to be on Friday after work. I usually work till 5. They let us go at like 4:15 on Fridays. And I made plans and I had someplace to be, so I did something to make sure that I could get out of there on time.
What's that?
I'm not proud of it, but I pulled the fire alarm.
Oh, wow.
That is something you do in eighth grade.
Oh, my God. You pull the fire alarm. Well, that's better than Kincaid because sometimes he poops in his pants. So
I haven't done that in close to 2 years.
You can't live that down.
No, don't do that. I mean, that will get you out of work in case of emergency.
But the last time you did it, I wanted to pull the fire alarm. Yeah,
no questions asked there. But so how do you do that in a workplace without...
Without a camera catching you or something?
Did you make sure there were zero cameras?
Yeah. There's one spot that I know. It's in the stairwell that you can't see, and that was it.
And don't you normally have to gather as a group outside and then they count like to make sure everybody got out and stuff? Or do they just say, nah, it's so close to the end of the day, y'all could just go ahead and leave and don't block the fire trucks?
Yeah, I mean, after a certain time, the protocol is just to go to your car. And I mean, that's the only reason why I did it, because I knew I could get away with it.
Wow, look at you.
Wow.
I know.
You did
like
it.
I said, I'm not proud, but I had someplace to be and it was worth it.
I mean, what do you do next when you want to leave work early? Do you set an actual fire?
No, man, no. I don't know. I'm going to have to think of something new because they'll be on to me if that's the case.
I really want to avoid that status meeting on Tuesday. Does anyone have a grenade? No, don't do that. Man, thank you so much for your secret, dude. I'm glad you were able to pull it off, literally.
Yeah, I'll keep you updated in case I get caught.
Call back if you're taken to jail. I want to be that one phone call. Guys, bail me out, I'm an idiot.
Do you get put in jail for that?
Yeah, you're pulling
really?
A
phone.
Really? Yes. Wow, it's got to be a misdemeanor.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I think it's a misdemeanor, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right.
Yep. I hope it was worth it.
I know. I'm living on the edge.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Talk about the worst case scenario of using something that's expired. This isn't food. The TikTok of the girl using, I don't know what kind of cream it was, some sort of skin cream, and she broke out. It looked like she had third degree burns.
Oh.
It was crazy.
And the cream was expired?
Yeah, she said, this is why you don't use skincare products that have expired.
Ooh.
I really thought that expiration dates were only important with things that you consume, like food.
Right, don't poison yourself.
Meat, dairy, you don't. Things that, like, you know,
okay,
chips
here's,
and stuff. Yes.
Here's one that I've always wondered, and if you know the answer to this, I would love to know it. I know it says on the bottles that it expires, but does sunscreen still work after the expiration day?
That's a good thing. Yeah,
I've
good question.
I've always wondered that.
Well, what if it's the same concept as that girl putting that cream on her face?
I know.
If it
might make you break out?
Yeah, what if it's bad for you?
I wonder.
I mean, best case, it still does work. Worst case, it either doesn't work and you get a really bad burn or it irritates your skin because the same thing happened like that skin cream. I don't know what happened there.
I think with sunscreen, maybe it just like separates, you know, so the oil is like floating on top or whatever.
Then you can just shake it up, though. You can get it all. Like, I've had lotion sunscreen before, and it was, like, a year old, and it was expired. I was like, oh, what if this doesn't work? And, I get sunburned.
I know I've used expired sunscreen in my life because I don't look at the bottle on sunscreen.
No.
I've never once.
Okay. Let's say that there's some sort of construction glue adhesive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's expired. You put it up, it stays just fine. What happens 2 weeks later? Does it fall off?
Does glue expire?
That's my question.
I don't know.
Is that if the skincare stuff has an expiration date and it fails you and causes that reaction, does that mean that glue just won't adhere like it should and it's going to fail?
It says right here, this is not like, you know, construction grade glue like you're talking about, but Elmer's glue can last for up to 5 years when stored properly. So I'm assuming after that,
that's fine.
Interesting. Can we grab one of those calls and just see if they're calling about sunscreen?
You know what? Let's take a bunch of calls.
Okay.
You knew it was expired, and then this isn't food, okay? Anything but food. You knew it was expired. Kincaid and Dallas, it worked great. No problems at all. Or, y'all, you got to look at the expiration date because, you know, my garage collapsed or something. You know what I mean? Something because you used something that expired and it did not work. And it failed miserably.
Not food.
Not food. Today is not that day. It's going to be absolute perfection in the skies today at New Country 101.5. You and a friend could win one of three trips to see Taylor Swift on the Eras Tour this fall, including round trip air, two nights hotel, $500 in spending cash, and two of the hottest tickets on the planet. Text the national keyword HERO to 95819 now and enter for a chance to win. That's HERO, H-E-R-O, to 95819.
Kincaid and Dallas.
New Country, 101.5.
Talk about the worst case scenario of using something that's expired. This isn't food. The TikTok of the girl using, I don't know what kind of cream it was, some sort of skin cream, and she broke out. It looked like she had third degree burns.
Oh.
It was crazy.
And the cream was expired?
Yeah, she said,
This
is why you don't use skincare products that have expired.
Ooh,
I really thought that expiration dates were only important with things that you consume, like food.
Right, don't poison yourself.
Meat, dairy, you don't. Things that, like, you know, chips and stuff. Yes.
Here's one that I've always wondered, and if you know the answer to this, I would love to know it. I know it says on the bottles that it expires, but does sunscreen still work after the expiration day?
That's a good thing. Yeah,
I've
good question.
I've always wondered that.
Well, what if it's the same concept as that girl putting that cream on her face?
I know.
It might make you break out.
Yeah, what if it's bad for you?
I wonder.
I mean, best case, it still does work. Worst case, it either doesn't work and you get a really bad burn or it irritates your skin because the same thing happened like that skin cream. I don't know what happened there.
I think with sunscreen, maybe it just like separates, you know, so the oil is like floating on top or whatever.
Then you can just shake it up, though. You can get it all. Like, I've had lotion sunscreen before, and it was like a year old, and it was expired. I was like, oh, what if this doesn't work? And, you know, and I get sunburned.
I know I've used expired sunscreen in my life because I don't look at the bottle on sunscreen.
No.
I've never once.
Okay. Let's say that there's some sort of construction glue adhesive. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's expired. You put it up, it stays just fine. What happens 2 weeks later? Does it fall off?
Does glue expire?
That's my question.
I don't know.
Is that if the skincare stuff has an expiration date and it fails you and causes that reaction, does that mean that glue just won't adhere like it should and it's going to fail?
It says right here, this is not like, you know, construction grade glue like you're talking about, but Elmer's glue can last for up to 5 years when stored properly. So I'm assuming after that,
so that's fine.
Interesting. Can we grab one of those calls and just see if they're calling about sunscreen?
You know what? Let's take a bunch of calls.
Okay.
You knew it was expired, and then this isn't food, okay? Anything but food. You knew it was expired. Kincaid and Dallas, it worked great. No problems at all. Or, y'all, you got to look at the expiration date because, you know, my garage collapsed or something. You know what I mean? Something because you used something that expired and it did not work. And it failed miserably.
Not food.
Food. Cindy, welcome to the show. What was your experience?
So we went on a family vacation to Panama City and just happened to stop in one of the little stores. And they had a whole bunch of Temp, which is like super expensive sunscreen and tanning products. So I was like, hey, let's grab a bunch of these. Like it's on sale. And so we did. And my poor husband, he is the only one who used it. And y'all, he literally missed the first 4 days of our vacation because he was so burnt. He almost went to the emergency room.
Oh, man.
He literally had to sit and watch us from the balcony for the first 4 days of our vacation.
Oh, poor guy. That's the worst.
Terrible.
Those burns are awful. You can't even... Getting in a shower is torture. Everything, putting on clothes is torture.
I can't believe they sold it because you know they had to know it was expired. You just didn't check the date, right?
No idea.
Well, like, why would you?
You don't think about that. Maybe after today.
Yeah, if you're getting it in a store and it's on sale or whatever,
right.
I mean.
It's frightening.
Yeah.
Randy, what was your experience with expired whatever?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, man.
So I found a bunch of that sunscreen at Winn-Dixie down in South Georgia.
Yeah.
I probably bought like 20 cans just about 8 years ago. And it said it had like 6 months left and they were only like 50 cents. So I bought a bunch of it. And I'm a redheaded fella, you know, so I get burnt real easy. And so what I did, I mean, it still expired. That was what, 2015? I'm still using it. I never get burnt.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, Randy.
Well, you got some potent stuff.
Let me ask you this. Is it like the lotion kind or is it the spray kind?
It's the spray stuff.
Interesting. Maybe there's something there.
Yeah, I wonder if that makes a difference.
Randy.
I don't know, but I'm still using it. I don't get burnt, and I'm a fair Irish guy, so.
Well, let's hope it keeps working.
Yeah, really.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Randy, I'm not going to say goodbye to you. You just hang up on me, okay?
For your Irish goodbye.
That's what I wanted.
Bye, Randy.
That's what I wanted.
An Irish goodbye is not quite that harsh. It's more subtle.
No, it is. Yeah, I just pointed it out. Yeah. Did Randy leave the party?
Yeah.
When did Randy leave?
I am the world's best at an Irish goodbye.
I do that. I just disappear.
Oh, it's the best.
You didn't know I left. Joy, welcome. This expired product that you used.
So mine is the sunscreen, but it was my fault. I didn't buy it at a store. I had some that was expired, and I was like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. I don't really burn anyway. I had like a 35 or 30 SPF. Used it, kept reapplying it like I was supposed to. I don't typically burn anyway. Got a good bit of Cherokee Indian in me, so don't typically burn. Got home, didn't feel quite right, laid down. Woke up covered in blisters, running a really high fever.
Oh, you had sun poisoning.
Yep.
Yes. Ended up at the ER. I had like second degree burns over a good percentage of my body. Really bad sun poisoning. They actually contemplated putting me in the hospital.
Really?
Wow.
They asked me if I used sunscreen at all, and I said yes. And they were like, well, how often did you put it on? I told them. They were like, could it have been expired? And I said, yes, it was, actually. I said, I didn't think that was a problem. He said, yes, it's actually worse than not using any at all.
That is insane. It almost like it magnified it.
Look how much we have learned this morning.
My gosh.
Wow.
He said using expired sunscreen is the equivalent of using baby oil back in the day, like we would use when we were in the 90s.
Oh my God.
Funny because someone just texted and said, I've always been told expired sunscreen turns to an intensifier.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, my gosh.
Learning so much
awful.
Today. Joy, we appreciate the call. Thank you. We're doing a public service.
We are doing it.
I had no idea.
Doing a public service. This will get us that award we haven't won yet.
No, it's not.
Oh.
No.
Hi, Deborah.
Hey.
Deborah, welcome. What was expired? You used it anyway, and what were the consequences?
So So I'm a teacher, and I'm calling about command strips. They expire.
Oh, they do? Look.
What? These are the things you put on the wall to hang stuff up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I go to put up posters and things, and the sticky does not work at all. After, I don't know, like a year?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No. Falls down, so
my Pulp Fiction poster.
Oh, no. All the cool classroom stuff.
Yep. So I don't know whether or not there's an expiration date. I didn't think about that. I'll go look when I get to school because it's annoying.
I totally imagine. I'm sure that could be the case.
Yeah, I've never thought about looking for an expiration date on those either.
Deborah, we love our teachers. Thank you for doing everything you do. And do you just, when the year's done over the summer, do you just, when you're prepping for fall, do you just put the same stuff up in the same exact place because you know exactly where you like it?
Yeah, but it won't stay forever. So even when you put it up, it'll fall down.
Got
over,
it.
You know, over a year. So you have to re-put it up.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Thank you. I appreciate the call. I have an, sorry, what was it, Deborah?
Yep, no, you have a good day, too.
You have a better day. Bye. Love you. Bye-bye. Did you see this message?
Huh.
Which one?
My husband got poisoning from expired tattoo ink. Now you've got to ask.
What?
Now you've got to ask your tattoo artist.
What the hell?
Wow.
Now you got to get on Kermit. I really like your work, and I've seen your designs online, but I'm wondering, when did you purchase this ink? Would you ever think to ask the tattoo artist?
I would have never even think about that.
No.
Them keeping it long enough for it to expire.
Right. I just would have assumed it's always good.
Yeah, I would hope that all tattoo artists are keeping track of their ink.
All right.
Oh my gosh. How about expired eye drops?
Oh,
that sounds painful experience.
I heard that could be really
expired muscle relaxers. Oh my Lord.
Dallas, what about those?
Someone said it does the opposite. They had muscle spasms, they had to go to the hospital.
Oh scary. God.
Oh my, here's a question. Do prophylactics, do they expire?
Yes, they do.
That's how I'm here.
Wow. That's why what?
What?
I thought it was because of Stairway to Heaven.
And expiration dates.
Dust up.
Reese's Cups.
Kincaid and Dallas in the morning.
Kind of like a beautiful flower growing out of a crack in a sidewalk. You never know where love is going to spawn.
Most of the time, those are weeds.
I'm just saying, sometimes you get a sunflower. I know they're weeds, but sometimes you might get a good flower.
Are you talking about the little yellow flower?
I know it's a dandelion.
It's a dandelion.
Which makes great tea, by the way.
Mm. Oh, I know.
It's good for you.
I had a neighbor. She would make sun tea, and she made dandelion tea on her deck.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
She had all these. It looked like she was running some sort of lab in her backyard. She had all these teas on her deck. Sun tea and everything else.
She was
else
just
in
doing the herbal things.
She was. Many herbal things. I bring up the love thing. Dallas, you're a perfect example, okay? You never know. The time might not be right, but that person was right all along. You just didn't know. That's your husband, Scott.
That is very true.
Your former boss here at the radio station. Maybe it's the person bringing you food at home. A Minnesota couple started dating after the woman ordered food and asked her Grubhub driver to go out on a date. Here's the sound.
I happened to have like a ping on my phone from Grubhub that I had a coupon. I was like, I love good coupon.
Yes.
I saw that it was like fast approaching. I was like, perfect. They're going to drop it off in the lobby. I look grubby. And then this number calls me. I was like, oh no, it's the Grubhub guy. He wants me to go down there and get my food. So I went down, I'm walking down the stairs and I see him. And I was like, oh no. He's cute. He's so cute. And I was not cute. I had this number on me. So I was like, maybe I should text this number. I'm like, what's the worst thing that can happen? If he already has a girlfriend or he's like not interested, I'm never going to see him again.
She's from Minnesota. She found love from Grubhub.
Go for it.
I know.
You know?
You don't know what that's going to ever be like. You never know.
Yeah.
Take those chances.
It's much worse to miss out and then hate yourself, you know, just kick yourself for not doing what you thought you wanted to do, but you were scared to do it.
You just don't know sometimes.
It.
No. And you did.
Yeah.
You just did that.
You done did it?
I did. I done did it.
I bonded with my wife over coffee. Over coffee.
Yeah.
A caffeinated hot beverage was the reason that I started dating my wife, Erin.
How about that?
Because my friend said, there's one person on this planet who drinks coffee nearly as much as you do. It's got to be Erin. You should talk to her. And as a joke, I'm like, okay. I was talking to my mother-in-law who leaves today. It was such a great visit with her in my house. And I'm not saying that because she's listening. I know she's listening right now. But I literally, you talk about somebody who did everything wrong when first dating somebody. Let's begin. Date number one was a blind date. I'd never met her. I took two friends with me. In addition to taking two friends with me as chaperones, I pulled up in front of Erin's mom's house And honked the horn.
Yep.
And honked the horn.
Wow.
I can't believe Aaron came out of the house.
Yes.
I would have stuck my head out the door and said, you can leave now.
All right.
Don't come back.
I would have been really embarrassed, I think. Knowing my parents were in there, I'd be like, oh my God.
I know I would have been. I was like, what's wrong with you, you imbecile?
Save that, please.
I would have said that so many times over.
What is wrong with you?
Did Aaron know that you were bringing two friends or was that a surprise?
No, she didn't know.
That's a fun surprise.
Well, she gets to the car and she's like, oh.
But knowing Aaron, like I know her because she's very quiet and a little timid, I bet that might have put her at ease with two other people with you guys.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I don't think that was a bad idea.
The two people
the
I brought
horn
were
sucked.
My friend Brad and this girl who they were just in a casual relationship. She was from Bulgaria and wanted him to marry her. And the whole dinner was her begging him to marry her so that she could. She was about to have to leave the country. She had been here too long.
Could stay, yeah.
So this is what was happening during dinner. Again, the fact that my wife.
This was your first
did
date.
Not, and the best part is, you know how we were talking about we should get coffee? We went to a sports bar.
We didn't even get coffee.
Yeah.
You guys should do regular coffee dates with each other.
Yeah.
Since you love coffee so much.
We need to start doing that again. I'm with you.
Yeah. Find a cool local coffee shop.
Yeah.
Well, there's that one by my kid's school. Like it's almost like a coffee. It's a Starbucks speakeasy. I didn't know it was there. It's got a great vibe.
Yeah.
And I thought about that. I'm like, that'd be a great place to bring my wife.
How many years until Miles is in kindergarten too?
The year after next. Mm. Yeah. But he's going to start preschool pretty soon. So we'll have the time. Yeah.
That's great.
I can't wait to go to a sports bar. I mean, coffee.
Coffee and a peach pass, baby.
At the same time?
Woohoo!
In the middle of the day.
My mother-in-law is listening. Good morning.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Morning.
We celebrated the Grilled Cheese National Day because it was grilled cheese. We had our friends at Cheese and Confuse come in. That was amazing. But it was grilled cheese. Today, though, I don't know what to do, Dallas. National Hug a Plumber Day.
I don't think plumbers want to be hugged.
I don't know any plumbers to hug.
Wrong. Do you want that? I don't know.
Are you asking Dallas?
I mean, I have plumbers that are friends, but I don't know that I'm going to reach out and say, hey, I need to hug
you. I'm trying to think of when you would hug a service professional. Maybe if...
Right before they leave.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for coming.
If you had a terrible leak or something.
Yeah.
And they fixed it, you know, like... You had an emergency and they came right over.
That or like they did they went above and beyond and maybe like, hey, listen, we're not supposed to do this, but I went ahead and, you know,
right.
I repiped something.
No. This is how you do it. You make a good first impression. You open the front door, bring it in, pal. And you just give them a big bear hug.
Right. Amanda, to begin
opening
with.
Hug. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, my father is not a plumber. He's an electrician, but same type of work.
Yes.
That man does not want a hug from his customers.
I'll tell you right now.
Can you call your dad real quick?
Please, my phone or
on the station phone?
I don't know if he's going to answer.
Oh, okay. Can you text him and say that he's please call here? Send him the hotline number. Because I'm just wondering if it's the kind of thing where somebody went above and beyond. Hey, I'm not supposed to do this, but I went ahead. Or even, I found a wallet in the crawl space where I was working on stuff.
Oh.
I think this is yours, right? It's got a lot of money. Oh my God, my son hid this when he was five. Oh my, and you give that person a hug.
Mike Dennehy saved our house from burning down.
Okay.
So I gave him a hug. Yeah.
Okay, but you also know
him.
That's
different because you know him in your
personal
life.
Had I not even known him, though, he saved our house.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest celebrity we've had on in 4 months, please welcome Amanda's father, Mike Dennehy, to the show. Mr. Dennehy, good morning.
Well, good morning.
You have been an electrician, and a wonderful electrician, for how many years now, sir?
Oh, good Lord. 47.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Today happens to be, Mr. Dennehy, National Hug a Plumber Day. Has anyone ever embraced you because they were that impressed with the work you did?
Oh, all the time.
See?
Really?
That is weird.
Mike, when you were at my house and you saved it from burning down, I hugged your neck before you left.
Yeah, but Dallas thinks you're hot.
Yeah, but honestly, that was all I needed. I mean, you get a hug from Dallas, you're kind of good for life.
It's like a get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
So they were so impressed with the work you did. Oh, thank you, because you're Mr. I don't want to put this out there, but you're Mr. Above and Beyond. You don't just like do the bare minimum. You're great at what you do. So was it because your work ethic?
Well, honestly, I mean, most people are very appreciative because I tell them right up front. I said it's you know, whatever your problem is, I'm going to fix it. And they asked me what it is. I said, I don't know yet, but I guarantee it's going to be fixed before I leave.
Wow.
And that they appreciate it. And I don't do things that's not needed. I don't, you know, I got a conscience, man. I can't rip people off.
Mr. Dennehy, when they've embraced you and hugged you, has it gotten weird where they don't let go and you're slowly trying to back out right. of the hug?
Okay, we're done now.
Yeah, then it turns into like a, you know, like a bad movie or something.
Yeah, I get it. Amanda's dad, Mike Dennehy, thank you so much for coming on the show. Have a great, safe day, okay?
All right, guys.
Appreciate. There he goes.
Bye.
Appreciate
Bye.
You.
Bye.
There he goes.
A lady just texted and said, my husband is a plumber. I promise he would not want anyone to hug him. He'd rather get a tip.
Oh, okay, got
that's
it.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah. Ashley, our pig landscape lady, she said, I love getting hugs from my customers.
Wow. Okay. I guess it's a person by person.
Yeah.
I had no...
I'm a hugger. I love to hug.
Are you shocked that your father, like...
I'm shocked that he receives hugs. He's not the one to initiate it. That he would never do that. But I guess, yeah, I guess
he's like, before I go, let me give you a hug real quick.
No. It's except when you have a big problem in your house, like what we had going on, and someone can come and they can fix it. And I mean, I literally know that he saved our house from burning down.
You listen, Dal, this is another thing. I know that you don't like talking about this. It's very personal. But you had the system set up in your room that when... you were having special times. It was one button you could push on the wall. It would dim the lights, lower the shades, and play certain music. And that apparently almost caused a fire. It had been improperly installed by somebody who didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Dallas.
Whatever you say.
And Mike Dennehy went in there, and he said, I can fix this. We may have to shut off the music to say... it. Yeah, that what would happen? They'd push the button, the shades would... And then the music...
Oh, wow.
But that was actually too much voltage. But Dallas, it was too hot for your walls.
Maybe it was just me.
Maybe. You know what? That could be as well. A couple of songs that Amanda has an update to what we talked about yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
The $100 bill in Marietta.
Uh-huh. I do have an update.
God, I'm so glad man. You didn't get it.
Don't move.
Oh.
Kincaid and Dallas in the morning.
Now an update from Amanda who lives in Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
And the situation, you were out walking Finnick. Recap what had happened.
This was 2 days ago, was out walking Finnick. We crossed over a pedestrian bridge and I saw that there was a $100 bill, like kind of stuck between the wall and a light fixture. Looked 100% real. I did not touch it because I thought it belonged to somebody else. That's not my $100 bill. I don't want to touch it. It's not mine. And then when we talked about it yesterday, you guys were like, well, what if there was something wrong with it? Like, what if it was a trap,
fentanyl,
you know, like whatever. Yeah. So I didn't touch it. It was gone when I had come back from a walk later in the day. So I thought, okay, somebody grabbed it. But then yesterday we went on a walk again and it was there. Oh. I just posted a photo of it. And I noticed when I got home after I looked at the photo again, it's fake. It's a fake $100 bill.
Oh.
I still didn't touch it. I took the photo from far away because I was like, oh, what if something is weird about this? But it's fake. It's a fake $100 bill.
Man.
It scares me so much because I just wonder what's on it. What are they trying to do? People are mean.
Right. It could be one of those ones where when you flip it over, it's like, Jesus loves you. I don't know because it's only I've only seen the front of it.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if that's what it is or if somebody just like thinks it's funny. I don't know.
I don't mean to be disrespectful or ugly, but anytime you trick me into thinking that, especially if I'm in, you know, if I'm someone who needs money desperately and you trick me into believing that that's going to make my week so much better and then it's not real. I tend to not want to know anymore about anything that you may be promoting.
If you're a server and you leave that as a tip, I mean, I'm not going to come visit your church. I'm just going to get mad at you.
What's interesting, though, is the $100 bill was gone. Like, it was gone. Somebody, I assumed, had grabbed it. So I don't know if that person grabbed it and then later returned it to the same exact spot because it was fake, or somebody came and brought another fake $100 bill. Because it was gone.
I was thinking about this yesterday afternoon. I used to, on my walk to work, I used to walk 22 blocks from World Trade Center up to Tribeca, where the radio station I used to work at was. And I'd pass by this magic shop, and you'd think, shame on me, fool me once, fool me twice. Well, fool me about 30 times. They, outside the magic shop and the block around the magic shop, had these things that looked like $20 bills. And so you'd see it, and you'd want to pick it up and go, oh my gosh, it's 20 bucks. And it looked like 20 bucks, but then you'd pick it up, and it would say, we got you. Want to know another great magic trick? Save 10% off your next purchase at the magic shop.
Wait, yeah, that's great.
This could be that too. I don't know.
And it was a coupon.
That's awesome marketing.
They got me 30 times.
Yes, that yours scares me is because they're high. They're like sticking it somewhere.
at eye level where you'll see it.
It's not just laying out. You physically got to walk over to it, reach down, get it out.
Well, that's why I thought it was real, because I haven't gotten close enough to it to fully inspect it. I didn't touch it. Like, it probably doesn't feel real, but I would know because I didn't get close enough to look at it. I wouldn't have known if I hadn't taken the photo, because when I zoomed in on the photo, it says like copy at the bottom or whatever. So
I don't want to be alarmist. Scary. Would that be non-emergency phone number worthy of the police?
I don't
would
think
that be
so.
Something? No,
probably not.
I assume that somebody's just pulling a prank. I don't know. I don't think that there's any drugs on it. I just think that somebody thinks it's funny and it's just, I don't know.
It's not funny.
It's not a funny joke, I guess. It's not funny.
Well, thank you for the update. I was about that. I appreciate that. Please stop leaving things that could entice people that aren't the actual thing. Please take your money and leave your actual cash on the street for Amanda and Garrett.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't let me into that fake stuff.
Empty your 401k today and leave that on the sidewalk for us.
But wait, there's more. Kincaid and Dallas podcast.
I see the future and it's you this afternoon. I don't believe you, Kincaid. I'm going to buy this and try it. Okay, go ahead. I'll do it too. People on TikTok are noticing that the drumstick ice cream treat does not melt.
Oh, I've seen these videos.
Okay.
What?
Even the actual drumstick account got in on the fun. There's a makeup artist and biomedical engineer named Savannah who decided to explain what was going on.
It's because of the way that the drumstick is formulated versus regular ice cream. Drumstick, they contain a little bit more of an ingredient which is known as an emulsifier. And an emulsifier essentially allows you to mix two different phases together, so oil and water don't mix, but if you add an emulsifier, they will. The fat is a lot more stable in solution with the water because there's emulsifier in there, and that's likely in there to help the frozen dessert keep its structural integrity so it does not melt.
She's right. That's why it's been such a challenge for me to lose weight. I'm emulsified.
That's what it is. Yep. Gotcha.
That's kind of gross.
Okay, but like,
that's very gross.
In theory, if I took like a blowtorch to a drumstick, it would melt, right?
Well, the videos that I've seen have, they've like had the ice cream sitting out for, I don't know, hours or whatever, and they're not melted, but they have turned into like a different
consistency.
Interesting. So I'll have to try to find one because I have seen them on TikTok.
Part of me wants to try it, but then I don't want to sacrifice a drumstick, a perfectly good, delicious drumstick.
I want to eat it.
To prove a science theory.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more Dallas.
I only like the chocolate and the nuts, and I throw the rest away. And the cone. Mm. I take all the ice cream out and eat the cone.
I like when the cone, some of them don't, but I like when the cone has
the chocolate.
The
chocolate ball on the bottom.
I get upset when they don't have them. I'm like, dang.
Because that's you know, that ball keeps it from leaking. That's why they put it on there.
Save
that. That's kind of what it looks like.
I love that. I feel so bad for this high school senior in Texas. She's a Texas cheerleader. She's been stripped of her valedictorian title, and she might lose her scholarship because they miscalculated her GPA.
No!
What? Are you serious? Man.
Yes.
That's not her fault.
That's messed up. What?
Well, she is a senior at Blue Ridge High School in Northeast Texas, and she was going to be the top student, and her triumph was short-lived when she learned that mere weeks from graduation, there was an error involving transfer credits from another school.
Stop it.
Yeah. So they didn't transfer. They, and needless to say, that dropped her GPA ranking to third in the class.
Oh, so she wasn't even the salutatorian. Is that what it called? Is that
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Dang. Wow. That sucks.
I know. Oh, so bad. And she was going to get a full ride at the college that she had wanted to go to.
And now she's not?
No.
Stop it.
Wow.
This is really awful.
Mm-mm.
It's awful sad.
For her. Yeah. She'd already written her speech, just, you know, all ready for the graduation. And it was less than 30 days before graduation. And she finds this out.
They should have let her give a speech anyways.
Yeah. She was taking dual credits and AP honors throughout high school. She had transferred from a school in Frisco in 2022 as a junior. And some of the classes offered at her former institute weren't offered at Blue Ridge High.
Oh, no.
So they did not transfer over. But nobody caught that until
the very end.
That's not fair.
Isn't that so sad?
The timing's awful.
Yeah. I feel so bad for her. She said, I'm not even going to graduation.
It's such a...
I don't blame her.
For somebody, like whoever did figure that out, I would have been like, you know what? We are so close to graduation. Let's just ignore
it.
You know what I mean? Like, she's done the work and you know she's a good student.
Exactly.
Like, just you know, it went this long without you noticing.
My sister in high school, she graduated, and years later, Jimmy Welch, he was our principal. I don't know where we were at, where Kat had run into him at, but he said, I just want to let you know, you are a half credit short.
But I let you graduate?
But I let you graduate anyway.
Oh, see, man. It's not that big of a deal. You know, like, she put in the
She's
work
like,
for that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We laugh about that all the time.
It'd be different if she just, like, fully scammed the system and didn't have the grades.
And it was just a half a credit, but he just let it
slide. And that was the principal, Bob Welch?
No, Jimmy Welch. Jimmy Welch. He was the same one that was... honking around with the lunchroom lady, remember?
Oh, I
tell you,
yeah.
I told y'all
How
that
could
story.
I forget?
How could you forget allegedly. That? It wasn't a legend, honey. It was
Is
happening.
He alive still?
No, he's dead.
All right, then it's fine.
He did
He's
it.
Dead.
He did it. He's guilty.
If you could go around and say that, what's his face, whose yard you burned down was sleeping with people?
Kimball Lumpkin.
Yeah, Kimball Lumpkin. You can say that about Principal, too. They're
you
both dead.
You got that right, baby. Mm. What you got, Amanda?
A Utah couple... noticed that their indoor cat, her name is Galena, was missing. She is an indoor-only cat, so they were worried that she got out. They had their neighbors, their friends, their family searching the house, the neighborhood, the community. They plastered missing posters around town on social media looking for her. They couldn't find her at all. They were so sad. And then a few days later, about a week later, Carrie Clark, who is the mom of the family, gets a message, and it was Galena's microchip had been scanned in California. They live in Utah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Phantom Planet.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you. I saw them one time live.
Did you really?
Really?
It was only a few years ago, like two or three years ago. It was a good experience seeing that one live.
That's interesting.
Anyways, so they found out that Galena had been accidentally shipped in their Amazon returns.
Oh my gosh.
She was trapped in the box with the Amazon returns for 6 days without food or water. They did realize that the reason why she managed to survive was because there was a tiny crack in the cardboard box, so she was able to breathe through tiny hole.
Get
basically
some air in there. Wow.
Yeah. 6 days. This is not that big of a box. I mean, it's a larger return box, but like, I am very confused at how you did
it's
not
crazy.
Know that there was a cat in there.
Crazy. Yeah.
Unless she was a baby kitten, I don't know how you didn't see a cat in there when you taped
right.
it up. So interesting, but she's home. She's fine. Mm. But wait, there's more, Garrett.
A woman from Indianapolis called 911 sometime last week to report that she'd been the victim of road rage. She was concerned because she had 3 kids in the car and she was also pregnant. She told police that she was making a right turn when another driver decided to turn left right in front of her. She admitted to shouting at the other driver, which, I mean, I would have done the same. But then the other driver brake checked her, flashed a gun, and started tailing her. She said the other driver, who was also a woman, then threw a full container of spaghetti at her. And it covered her and her car. The woman then sideswiped her and pointed the gun at her. The police showed up and tracked down the spaghetti lady. She tried to claim that the other woman was the aggressor, but the police didn't believe her story. They arrested her for intimidation and pointing a firearm. Thankfully, nobody was hurt.
Oh my goodness. Just so happens that the woman who made the spaghetti, the pasta's here. Mama Celeste, good morning. Did you ever think that your pasta that you worked the family recipe for decades and years that you perfected and imported into America would be used in a crime like this?
That's crazy. Mama Celeste, an old Italian lady.
Yeah, can you...
What
can
might
you elaborate
that sound
on that?
Like?
Well, you asked a yes or no question. No. You asked a yes or no question. Oh. If you wanted an Italian accent, you should not have asked a yes or no question.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mama Celeste, what are your thoughts on this crime?
Good morning.
Yeah.
I am upset about the spaghetti.
Okay. You never thought.
The fresh mozzarella.
In the spaghetti?
She's upsetty about the spaghetti.
That was good.
Thank you.
But wait, make it stop.
That. Yeah, that's it.
I'm done. Kincaid
and Dallas. Mornings.
We've been using this music now for a couple of years. Anytime rural Alabama comes up, the proud home of our own Dallas, you had such experiences that you would not trade in for the world.
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't give anything for where I was raised or how I was raised, because it certainly makes me the person I am today.
You had so many experiences in rural Alabama.
Yeah.
And is this what it sounded like?
In my mind, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was talking to a friend of mine, and he said, you know, you had your own experiences growing up in Columbia, Maryland. So what about, like, you know, suburban Maryland music? And I thought, you know, what song would best represent, you know, what it was like in high school? Well, me and my friends, I mean, we would listen. There was this unique music, okay? Unique to the area, known as Baltimore club music.
Okay.
And so we used to listen to this stuff, and a lot of it was instrumental, and we just repeat the same word over and over again.
All right. How did that go?
So this was the music that, yeah, I would listen to this. So this is The Percolator. This is the name of this song. Okay, this guy literally goes, it's time for The Percolator. It's time for The Percolator.
This explains a lot.
Yeah. And so we drive around. So this is the difference. Okay.
Can you stop talking for a second so I can hear it?
That's what,
wow. Yeah, thank you.
That's what we would listen to. So let's see how this will be a fun experiment in how things work. I'd love to know, pick any experience from our childhood. Ask Dallas, she'll tell you, and then I'll tell you how I, in suburban Maryland, had that same experience. Pick any question you'd like to ask Amanda.
Garrett, did you want to ask first?
So growing up, were there any cool, like, local restaurants that your family liked to go eat at when y'all would go out to eat?
You know, the answer to Dallas is,
well, there was Bob's Catfish Cabin.
The
Catfish Cabin.
Was it Cabin Vibes?
It was a big cabin.
Oh, okay.
Out in the middle of nowhere in New Site, Alabama. I think it was Bob's. I can't remember. I know it was just a catfish cabin. And if anybody that grew up in that neck of the woods is listening, y'all can correct me. But it was a log cabin, wood, whatever. And it had two ponds out back, and they literally went out, caught the catfish,
wow,
brought them in, and cooked them.
Now that's fresh.
It was fresh catfish. The place was packed on Sundays after church. That was like a big thing. If you got to go there Sunday after church, you knew life was good.
Well, damn, now I want fried catfish.
So there you go.
So, growing up in suburban Maryland, okay, in Columbia, we had this place, a couple places, Boardwalk Fries, but you had to go to the mall. It was inside the food court at the Columbia Mall.
Yeah.
You'd go there and you wouldn't get fries from the other. You'd go to Roy Rogers, which was two doors down. You would not get their fries. You'd get the fries from Boardwalk, and then you'd get your burger from Roy Rogers. You also, late at night, you had Double T Diner, but you had to drive to Catonsville for that. And then you had this place called, it was called Simmy's, but we knew it as Cheesesteaks and Belly Aches because it was delicious. But 1 hour later,
you had to rush home.
Yeah.
Dang.
And that was the best thing ever. But when they opened the Taco Bell back in 94, that changed everything. And that was right off Broken Land Parkway, not far from, remember the story of my sister's guinea pig when it had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
It was too, the ground was frozen, and it was too, I couldn't dig a hole in the backyard like my mom told me to do.
Right.
So I threw it under the overpass on Broken Land Parkway.
That's so sad.
So we'd say hi to, so we'd always, it was a running joke, we'd say hi to Sammy. Hi, yeah. Sammy, her guinea pig, and then we'd go to the Taco Bell.
It was Red's Catfish Cabin.
Red's.
Thank you, 7400. I appreciate it. That's my Alabama girl right there checking in. Yes, love
and
that.
And it was still the Taco Bell on Broken Land Parkway in suburban Columbia, Maryland. Now,
here's right on the river, right on the, I guess it's a river, right? Or a lake or whatever.
Oh, the catfish, Red's Catfish?
I'm looking at a photo of what I think it is.
Yeah, it had two, I think it either had two or three lakes right behind it. And then you would go, they'd catch the catfish and bring it in and cook it.
In Cragford, Alabama, is that right?
Oh, gosh, 7400, you got to tell me, was it New Site or Cragford? I'm not sure.
Well, I know,
it was in that neck of the woods.
If this is Red's, their address was 689 Catfish Road. So well, good for them.
That's probably like this? Red's.
You see that?
I don't think that was it.
Well, you know,
maybe
before,
there was another Red's.
Before I got my driver's license, we would take our food on our bikes, and we'd go down we had tons of bike paths in rural Columbia, Maryland. I'm sorry, excuse me, suburban Columbia, Maryland. Excuse me. And we would go down the bike path, and we would just, like, you know, eat our food, like, on the lawn. We also had Lake Kittamaquandi.
Well, honey, bike path at my house was just riding down Route 3. That's where I lived, on Tank Road. And me and Jim Ed Abernathy and Mike Ingram, we would ride our bikes. And Mike's chain came off going down a hill one day. And he fell off the bike and broke his collarbone.
Ooh, that's going to leave a mark.
It did. And I said, get back up on that bike. Come on. And his collarbone was broke.
Well, one time my mom would let us have soda in suburban Columbia, Maryland. So I rode my bike up to High's. Garrett, that was the name of the convenience store.
High's.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Right.
Was it H-I or H-I-G-H?
H-I-G-H. It was called High's. Yeah, right off Owen Brown Road. And I actually walked my bike back with a case of soda and drank about six cans on the bike path.
Oh, how many cans did you buy?
24.
Oh my God.
Wow. 24. Well, that was good. That was a different, that was like a nice dichotomy of two different ways of growing up.
Yeah, it was Taco Bell, real quick. You mentioned that. When the first Taco Bell opened in Montgomery, Alabama, I mean, we lived like 50 miles from Taco Bell.
You drove to it?
So Kim, my best friend in high school, she and I had like 2 hours of where we had no time to do. I mean, we didn't have a class.
Right.
We would get in her Camaro. She had a Camaro and that thing would fly. And we would zip to Montgomery, eat Taco Bell, and get back to school before our next class.
God.
How about that?
Wow.
How fast did you go?
I don't know.
Probably pretty fast.
But it was a baby blue, what'd they call it? Was it like a Berlinetta or something like Berlinetta? It was some special Camaro that Chevrolet had put out.
A Vendetta.
And that thing was fabulous.
Well, before the Taco Bell opened up in Columbia, Maryland, we would just drive to Laurel, which was an extra 5 minutes. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For Taco Bell?
Always.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Kincaid and Dallas.
What's happening? I stopped taking Zoloft like a month and a half ago. And right before we came on the radio, y'all were smiling and looking at me. Were you talking about me when I had my headphones on?
Yeah.
No, we were
not
talking
about me.
About you.
Did you quit yours cold turkey?
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to do that.
That is not good for you.
Yeah, don't do that.
Why'd you do it?
Because I didn't mean to talk about this now. No, I started working out. I knew that the workout endorphins and weight training would probably do better for me. And Zoloft made me really hungry, like ravenously hungry throughout the day, and made me very tired. And I also didn't like how, yes, it evened out when I get super anxious from my anxiety, but it also made me kind of numb, and I didn't feel very much, and I didn't want to feel
you
that way.
You should have asked your doctor about a different type.
There's a couple different ones, but I just was like, I remember, though, when I had worked out religiously years ago with my trainer, Keely, I remember, like, I felt so great, and I didn't have anxiety. I'm like, maybe the same thing will happen, and so far, so good.
Okay.
It's really good.
Is that why you've been like in a mood today?
Yeah, you have been kind of in a mood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't noticed, Kincaid. If I
thank you, Garrett.
Okay. Yeah, I was just shutting. I'm just going
to
shut up,
Garrett. Thank you, Garrett. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be in a mood today, you guys.
No,
I'm sorry.
It because no, on it, like really because you have not worked out.
Yeah.
So you haven't had any of that thing going on.
I didn't read the pamphlet they handed me after my colonoscopy where. I read it after I did this crazy workout at home. And Aaron's like, are you supposed to be doing that? Like what? Listening to music? No. Yeah. On a treadmill being stupid? And I'm sure it's... Do not work.
It's crazy to me that you didn't read because you and I are the same with our anxiety. When I got my surgery on my wrist, I reread the take-home instructions probably 10 times.
No,
multiple times to say, okay, am I doing this right? And I'm shocked that you did not do that.
See, I'm the same way. If I have something done, I want to make sure I got the instructions.
Yeah.
Don't take this bandage off until put peroxide or do this, do that.
Even if I knew that was the correct thing, I still went back to look at the page.
You're talking about a man that doesn't read the directions either when he buys something. He just takes them out of the box and gives them to his wife.
I'm making direct eye contact with Garrett because he'll get this. No, my motivation, my only thought was, dude, you get to eat. It's been 52 hours. Enjoy. Yeah. That was the only thing I cared.
I get it.
Jesus, we've gone from 40 to 50. Now we're at 52.
Dallas, I didn't eat. Listen to me. I never said 40.
75.
I said, no. It was 2.5 days.
It was a whole week.
Dallas.
Next day, I'd be eating for 2 weeks.
I went 171 hours. Anyway. This dad.
Yes.
This dad. Called out these teens at a trampoline park. For?
If you live in Billings, Montana, and your teenage sons were at Get Air yesterday, you should be really proud of them. They're awesome. I don't even know how it happened. They started jumping with my kid, and he just went with it. And every time they made sure to catch him if he was going to fall, they had the best time. They were cracking up the whole time, helping him bounce higher. It was amazing. Those boys did not have to entertain my kid. This is the kind of people that we need to be raising more of. So if the two boys that were jumping with my kid see this, thank you.
That made me so happy when there was that time earlier in the week where I didn't eat for 400 hours.
Jeez.
That made me so happy to see that they're
hours.
Good people.
That's a long time.
It sounded like there was a bird in the back of that man's clip.
Something.
They put that weird music. People put this crazy music under TikTok. So.
And the music, it did sound like they were...
Yeah.
And it's funny because...
Save that.
When I first saw that video after not eating for 800 days, I heard that too, and I just thought I was famished and just silly.
I must be famished.
How many days?
It was 3 years.
he still hasn't eaten. He's starving.
I'm starving. Wow. I'm
starving. Let's get breakfast.
That's a wonderful idea, Garrett.
Kincaid and Dallas. Good morning. Podcast replay.
I think they're right, and I think by 2050, a lot more people will be wearing glasses, all because of one thing. Optometry specialists are calling it a nearsightedness epidemic. Myopia, that's the need for corrected vision to focus or see objects at a distance, has increased worldwide 23% since the year 2000. What else has increased since the year 2000? America's eye healthcare costs are already pricey and will get higher. This is why it's happening. Our devices. We're looking at our devices.
Looking at screens.
I know that I'm going to need glasses very early on in my life because I look at my screen so much.
Like,
I know it.
Surely that much blue light directly to your eyeballs is not good for you.
I think about it all the time because it hasn't been long enough where they know the effects of it. Like, we'll be the first generation where they can see the effects of so much screen time.
We're the guinea pigs.
And I'm always, wonder, like, what is this doing to me? I know it's messing up my eyes.
Well, I think the only person who, Dallas, you could be on your phone as much as you want because you spend a lot of time outside. Studies have shown that spending time in outdoor light can drop the odds of developing nearsightedness by 2% for each hour spent outside per week.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Huh.
So go outside.
Right, let's go outside.
But then I know, too, that like if you go outside, I don't ever wear sunglasses outside. I just don't like wearing sunglasses. And well, so that,
I do wear glasses.
I
so
love
it's,
sunglasses.
It's tough for me because I got to get prescription sunglasses, which I don't have.
And then the UV causes cataracts. Mm-hmm. But then if I get those, I can be like, that song, it's the cataract. But then no one laughs because no one knows that song. So, yeah.
I'm a sunglass girly.
Me, too.
I wear them even when it's cloudy outside.
I love sunglasses. I got probably 12 pairs.
There it is. You got sunglasses like, you know, some people have shoes.
I got sunglasses to go with every outfit.
I bought some specifically for my wedding.
I remember that.
I wear sunglasses so much.
Yeah. Have you worn the wedding sunglasses at all before? Or was it bad luck to wear them before your wedding?
No, I'll probably wear them like for my bachelorette trip and stuff.
Okay.
I just haven't had any bridal events that I've needed
to
wear.
Are you going to let Hunter see the sunglasses before
he's already
your wedding?
Seen
oh, no, that's bad luck. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I don't think that you're going to have...
You're thinking of the dress.
We're not going to have a successful relationship.
No, it's over. Before, it's already over.
Might as well cancel.
Yeah, I would cancel. Can you get your deposit back?
You ain't invited anyways. Right. What do you care? Hey, it's producer Amanda, and the show never ends. See all the behind-the-scenes videos and pics by jumping on KincaidAndDallas.com.
Looking out the window, lots of sunshine. If you plan on going outside and you're really cautious about your skin health, maybe don't use sunscreen that expired 4 years ago. Because we learned this morning that using expired sunscreen, you might as well be putting baby oil on your skin and going, give it to me, sunshine.
Yep.
Don't save that.
Save that now.
No, save it.
I have always heard people say, oh, I can use it. It's no big deal. Yes, it is. We found out this morning.
What'd you learn, Dallas?
I learned that you were in a crappy mood today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I learned that.
We're not why. We're not sure why.
It's fine.
Our theory is it's because you haven't worked out.
Yeah.
You know what? It might be.
Haven't worked out and you haven't had your meds. So you're like, you're just cranky.
You're so unstable.
Well, you're
like that at all.
Well, most days you are. You're dry.
Huh.
You're dry.
Save that.
You've had no medicine and you haven't exercised, so you haven't released any of that stuff in your body. So, yeah.
What stuff?
Yeah.
Give it to me, sunshine.
I'm just saying that I think you can go home today and you need to work it out.
Work what out?
No, I agree.
Amanda!
I learned that besides me, everybody in this room brushes their teeth with hot water, which is disgusting.
Well, let's say warm.
Yeah. Isn't that
mine's
disgusting?
Not,
warm
water, at least. Mine's not scalding hot, but it's warm.
That's gross.
Yeah, well, mine's
so
hot.
Gross.
You know,
I brush my teeth in the shower. Bam. See me.
I like
hot. No. Yeah, yeah, gross.
I don't like cold stuff on my teeth.
Mm. Garrett?
I learned that drumsticks, the delicious ice cream treat, they don't melt. There's some secret ingredient that keeps it from melting.
They're emulsified.
The emulsifier. That's crazy.
Can I share something with y'all?
Yeah.
I had a blonde moment this morning.
What
did you do?
Oh, no.
When I first looked at the show sheet and I saw that, I thought...
You thought drumsticks?
Well, they're made of wood. Why would they melt?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say chicken wings.
No! I was thinking like drumsticks you play a drum with.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, why would they?
I'd like to introduce you to my sous chef friend.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day. Miss any part of the show. It's on demand, New Country 101.5, or look for Kincaid in Dallas, where you love your drumsticks.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.
The Honda you want is here. Drive in the moment with the Road Trip Ready Accord Hybrid and CR-V Hybrid from Honda. So bring on the weekend getaways. Bring on the far destinations. Bring on the memories. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2024 Honda Accord Hybrid or CR-V Hybrid.
See dealer for financing details.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.